Mishnah says on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, Haya Rochev Ala Chamor Yered V'Yispalel V'Meni Yochol Leirud Yachzir Es Ponav. If he's riding on a donkey, he should leave the donkey, go down from the donkey to be Mispalel. If he can't, so he should turn his face to Yerushalayim. Look what the Mishnah says. Comes the Gemara and quotes in the Braisa that not everyone agrees. Gemara Daf Lamed says, "Hayrochev ala chamor v'kuli tana rabbanon hayrochev ala chamor v'igias matfila v'yesh lo mishayoches es chamor o yered lamata v'yispala v'mlav yeshu b'mkama v'yispala." That's the Mishnah. The Tanakama is the Tan of the Mishnah. Right? He's rochev ala chamor. If he has someone to be oches es chamor, so then he should get off the chamor. Get off the chamor to David. But if not, then Yeshiv b'mkom of Yisrael. You should stay where he is. Rabbi Omer Benkach or Benkach Yeshiv b'mkom of Yisrael if Yishen died from Yishev es Olam. And Rabbi argues. Rabbi's the Tana that argues with the Tana of the Mishnah. And he says, no, Benkach or Benkach, even if you have someone to be Ochas as a Chamor, Yeshiv b'mkom shouldn't go down. Omer Rava, Halacha, pardon me, Omer Rava, v'itemer Rabbi Yishev ben Levi, Halacha kirevi. Halacha kerabbi. Now, halacha is against the Tana of the Mishnah, says Rava or Rabbi Yishev ben Levi. This is the Braisa. Machlokas Tanoim in the Braisa. Let's say a person has someone to be ochet as a chamor. Should he still stay where he is and daven right there on the chamor? Or should he go down from the chamor, depart from the chamor if someone can be ochet as a chamor? And he should rather daven off the chamor. What does Rabbi say? Rabbi says, even if he has someone to be Ochiz Sachamor, he should stay right where he is. Be Yoshev al Chamor and Davin right there. If he Shain died to Myoshev as Olav. Why does he not have Das? Why does he not have proper Kavanah? So Rashi says, Ain died to Myoshev as Olav, Shekosh Olav Ikuv HaDerech. Shekosh Olav Ikuv HaDerech. What does that mean? It means he's getting off the donkey. He's not going to continue to be moving. He's not traveling. So he's upset. He's not clear because he wants to get to his destination. He wants to continue traveling to get to his destination. He's going to take time off from the traveling. It's a mud nazach, right? There's a chiv of tefillas. Like, why shouldn't you have to take the time off? Yeah, but the problem is he's not going to have kavanah. The ikuv aderech is bothering him. So because he's bothered with the ikuv aderech, he's not going to have kavanah in his tefillas. So Zok Rebbe, it doesn't matter whether you have someone to be ochiz as a chamor or not. Stay right where you are. Meaning not just stay right where you are, let the chamor stop, but continue traveling. Sounds like from Rashi, Rebbe says that you can continue traveling. And you'll daven be yeshiva. Because the ikuv aderech is too strong. That is too much of a factor that's going to confuse you. You'll be mevabal daito. He's not going to be able to daven properly. So therefore Rebbe says that you can continue traveling be yeshiva. Sitting on the chamor. But you're still traveling. You're still going to be mahalech. Because the ikuv aderech is so difficult for you. This is how Rashi understands Shitas Rebbe. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to understand differently. Rabbeinu Yonah, we keep on seeing Rabbeinu Yonah. He's on this daf, on these dafim, he's important every daf, but here, mamish, you can't move without Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says on daf chofa mebeis and daf erif in the old nusach, Benkach ho benkach yoshe mechon v'yispal klomar afilu yielo mishe yoches chamora ein lo loredes ki biyiridu ba'aliya tispal bel machshavtov lo yuchal lechavim. Up to Rabbeinu Yonah, why is ein daitum yosheb es olav? Because of ikav adarach? No. Why can't he have kavana? Why? Help me. Why? Because getting off and on the donkey somehow is going to confuse him. It's going to jar him. Right? It's going to jar him. What does that mean? The getting off of the donkey is going to jar him, but then he's standing up. Like, what's the problem? Well, but, you know, his mind is like in a wander to that thought of getting off the donkey. Well, that was hard. And he's going to be thinking about getting back on the donkey. The getting off and the getting on is complicated enough, you know. It's not just horseback riding with, young children. It's hard to get them on and off the horse. Even someone who's used to getting on and off a donkey, I guess. It's a complicated procedure, and it's not so simple. So that'll be Meval Bel Daito, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Not the Ikuv HaDerech. The getting off and on the donkey. See, he's not going to have proper kavanah. So Rebbe, even if you have someone to be Ochiz as a chamor, just stay right where you are. Stay on the chamor and don't get off. But he adds a little bit more. He says, "Mikamakom yesh lo la'akev ha'behema." Dr. Rabbeinu Yonah, but you shouldn't let the behemoth continue moving. Stop the behemoth. You don't have to get off the animal. You can daven be yeshiva. You can daven while sitting down. But you shouldn't daven be mahalich. Don't daven be mahalich. You can daven be yoshev. You can daven be yeshiva, sitting on the donkey. But the donkey should really stop moving. The ha'amina bekedushin rochov kemahalich dam. The Gemara Kedushin says rochov kemahalich. Someone who's riding is like someone who's traveling. What does that mean? What's the context of the Gemara Kedushin? The Gemara is talking about kibud rabo. A person has to be mechabed his Rebbe. There's a Rebbe muvak. There's a Rebbe she'eno muvak. A person has to stand up for the Rebbe. When the Rebbe is sitting, the Rebbe is sitting at his table, you have to stand up. No, when the Rebbe is walking, when the Rebbe is moving. So the question is rochov kemahalik dami, do we consider traveling? Let's say the Rebbe is on a horse, right? He's passing by, he's on a horse, but he's not walking. So is that considered that the Rebbe is walking? The Rebbe is moving, and therefore the Talmud has to stand up or not? So the Gemara brings a raya from Saras, of all places. Whatever, we're not going to talk about the details. Oh, look in the Gemara, the Mishnah Nigoyim, that something is moving, but is being held by someone else. So the Gemara brings a raya from that rochel kimahalef dam, that we treat it as though the Evan that's moving. The Evan that has Saras and it is moving, even though it's not really moving. Relatively speaking, it's not moving. It's in the hands of someone else. You see that the Rocha Kimahalik Dami. Dr. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rocha Kimahalik Dami, we assume that when the Rebbe is on the camel, the horse, the donkey, whatever, if he's traveling, that's like he's walking, that's like he's moving. So how can you let the donkey continue to move? Right? Rocha Kimahalik Dami. You're not supposed to daven b'mahalik, Dr. Rabbeinu Yonah. You're not supposed to daven when you're moving. So you should stop the donkey. The chiyeged mahalech al raglav and yochel is fellow kshu mahalech eliyesh lolam. But someone who's walking is not supposed to daven. You can't daven when you're walking. You have to be in one place. You can daven when you're walking. Shmona eser. Obviously, someone who's walking has to stop walking. So chanami kisherochiv ein lo lispala ba'ot shaholech ala behema eliyesh lolakev a behema. It's the zel bezach. If Rochel Kimahalik Dami, so just like a person who's walking has to stop to daven Shmona Esrei, right? So too a person who's riding on the chamor, riding on the donkey, has to stop the donkey. He doesn't have to stand up. Rabbeinu Yonah is not talking about davening ba'amida. See, you'll daven be yeshiva, right? You'll daven be yeshiva. This is Rebbe talking. Rebbe says you don't go off the chamor. He's davening be yeshiva, but he's davening ba'amida. The donkey has to stop, right? So he has to stop the donkey, even though he's gonna daven when he's sitting down. Teda, the harmina leel havinenu meumad v'lo yitir b'mahalech. By havinenu, we said that he can daven havinenu. Havinenu is a good tefillah, right? It's a tefillah that you can yotzi a tefillas chova with, but you have to daven b'meumad, not b'mahalech. I'm not sure if we translated this properly. We said there are three differences between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara. The Flamed earlier, before this Tan Rabban. Right? Havinenu requires Gimel Rishonus and Gimel Achronus. Right? Tefillah Ketzara not. Havinenu is each and every bracha. Right? The Loshon, what is it? I'm sorry. Kimati Lebeise, he doesn't have to daven again. Right? Kimati Lebeise, he doesn't have to daven again. But by Tefillah Ketzara, he does have to daven again. He's not Yotzi his Chovas Tefillah. And then the Gemara said, "V'hilchas havinenu me'umad Tefillah Ketzara be me'umad be mahalik." What does that mean, me'umad? Me'umad means standing still. Not necessarily ba'amida, standing up. But rather standing still as opposed to traveling, as opposed to moving. So Zokta Rabbeinu Yonah, by havinenu, we said that you can't be mahalik, you have to be omad, you have to be standing still. So too, a regular Shmona Esrei, you have to be standing still. The Chamor is not supposed to be moving. Chamor is not supposed to be moving. Yeah, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. So he says, why does Rebbe say that you don't have to get off the donkey? Because the Yerida and the Aliyah from the donkey is going to be Mevabel Machshavta. So that's why he doesn't have to get off. He can still remain Yoshev on the donkey, but he has to stop the donkey. It can't be Mahalech, Rochel Kimahalech Dom, he has to stop the donkey. So then he suggests maybe there's a chiluk. What's the chiluk? Maybe the difference is that by havinenu, the shayora can wait for him. You know, he's part of a group of people traveling. He doesn't want to travel alone. So maybe Maybe that's why by Havinenu you have to daven b'me'umah, meaning you have to stop traveling. Stop traveling. But if the Shayar is not going to wait, maybe he doesn't have to stop. Maybe he doesn't have to stop. In the case of the Chamor, maybe Rebbe would say that there's no need even to stop. You can stay on the donkey and it can continue moving. If the Shayar is holeches, if the caravan is not going to wait for you, maybe Taka, you don't have to stop. Why split? Why distinguish this way? Why say that? If the Gemara wasn't mechalik, you see that there is no chilik. You can't daven when you're traveling. You got to stop. Alavade kemosha b'shor shemalech haraglav tzorklius ma'umad. Obviously, you got to stop the chamor. Just like Havinenu, you got to stop. You can't be traveling. So too, you got to stop the chamor as well. But you can sit. This, he makes a point of this. V'yeshev b'mkomo. Shehayeshiva lo gara me'omed. There's no need to stand up. Alechatchila, we stand up for the tefillah. But certainly yeshiva is okay. B'dieved, yeshiva will be okay in this difficult situation. Shasat chag, k'dieved amu, you can sit. D'hachi mashma, m'diamina gabi kriyishma, shemayu mahalei b'derech ome. We say by kriyishma that if you're traveling, you should be omeid. Where do we say this by kriyishma? What is it? What's the vav? Yushalmi resh perek hayakore. You show me at the beginning of the second parak. Oh, maybe we should do that in June. By Kriyashma it says, "Imaya mahalech baderech omed." Now, did we ever find any requirement for standing when you say Kriyashma? No, fakerek. Beis Hillel hold you're not supposed to. If you're sitting, you shouldn't stand. Right? Beis Shammai says, if you're standing, you should sit. Beis Hillel says, "Kol adam korei kedarko." Remember that Mishnah in the first parak, way back, right? So there's no requirement to stand by Kriyashma. So what does the word omeid by Kriyashma mean? It means don't be mahalich, right? Stop traveling. So by Kriyashma, Yerushalmi says that if you're mahalich omeid, the ene rotzo lomar shemaya yoshev omeid. That doesn't mean to stand up. Al shemaya mahalich daila b'amida, kol shken shem yoshev shu yoser tov. Certainly if a person is sitting, meaning he wasn't traveling to begin with, he's sitting in place, that's certainly fine. That's certainly fine. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah says sitting is fine. There's no requirement to stand for the Shemona Esrei. Certainly, even if l'chatchila we stand for the Shemona Esrei, we'll see Mitzvah Hashem, the Tur as a pasuk that l'chatchila lamod l'shareis, a person is supposed to stand for a Shemona Esrei, just like the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash was done by Amida. But Rabbeinu Yonah clearly is saying, b'di'evet, it's not certainly not ma'akev in the tefillah. And b'shas al-tchak, it's okay if you sit. Good. But you should be ma'akev the behem. Good. This is what he says up until this point. But he's not sure. Right? He wanted to be docha, maybe if the shayar is not holecha, but he didn't feel that the chi was so good. Rochav kemahalech domi. If rochav kemahalech domi in kedushin by kibud rambo, sasotu rochav kemahalech over here, a person is supposed to stop. You shouldn't be traveling when you daven. But in the end, he gives in. He throws in the towel. Miu efsher lomar shav b'sham rochav k'mahalach dami mahalach b'ragal v'en lo yispalo boot shemahalach b'shamini. Filo achi le'inyan zeh b'di'eved imashiyar holeches yispalo b'lo ikuv ha'behema. She'at filo kevin she'tluya b'kavono u'b'yeshiva sevarim b'nachas ein ledamos halicha b'raglov she'esh lo omol b'halichosov lo yuchal l'chavin klal lahalicha b'vehema she'omid olea b'nachas. Rabbi Yonah says, look, we'll bring a raya from Havinenu that if a person let's say this differently. We were saying that just like a person who's walking has to stop walking, can't daven Shemona Esrei when he's walking. So too, if Rochav Kimahalech Dami, so a person who's traveling has to stop. So Rabbi Yonah, what's the comparison? A person who's walking can't have kavanah when you're walking. You're moving. You are moving. Your body is moving. So if your body is moving, then it doesn't make any sense to daven like that. But rochav kemahalech dami is a din. It's a halach. You're not physically moving, right? relatively speaking, you're not moving. The behemah is moving, right? So even if Lagabi Kibud Rambo, that's considered like the Rebbe is moving. The Rebbe is moving in front of you, but he's not moving. When it comes to tefillah, the key is not that you're moving, the key is that you can't have kavana if you're moving. So the problem is that you cannot kavana when you're moving. That's limited to a case where you are moving yourself, where your body is moving. But if your body is not moving, it shouldn't be a problem. So despite the fact that Rochel Kamalek Domi and Kiddushin Lagabi Kibud Rabo, Lagabi Nige Evan, but who says Lagabi Tfila Rochel Kamalek Domi? Maybe you can make a chilek, a lamda shechilek, Rabbi Yonah says. Lamda shechilek between Kibud Rabo and Tfila. So maybe here we won't say Rochel Kamalek. The case of Havinenu has nothing to do with our case. I keep on going back to that. Right? The case of Mahalech, right? Person being Mahalech, who has to be Omeg, right? It's not a Havinenu did. The person who's walking, right? Someone who's Mahalech has to be Omeg. Havinenu has to be Dafka Ba'omeg. What does that mean? It means that if you're walking, you have to stop. But if you're not moving, so even if Al Pidin, Rachel Kamalek Dami, it shouldn't matter. Shouldn't matter. See, so Lemaisa, Rabbi Yonah concludes, there's a Shayara, Izena. Mamkenes, the Shayaras Holeches, maybe you could be Mekel. Maybe you could be Mekel that you don't have to stop the Chamor. You can stay with the other people traveling in your group. That's the revenue. Okay, so he starts off by saying that, first of all, Rebbe holds that you don't have to go off the donkey because we're afraid you'll be Meval Bel Daito because of the Yerida and the Eliyah. But then he has a whole discussion that you have to stop the donkey, you have to stop traveling. Initially, he wanted to say, of course you have to stop traveling, because Rochel Kamahalek Dami. And if we said, Lagabe Havinenu, that you have to daven b'me'umad, you can't daven mahalek, so too over here, Rochel Kamahalek Dami, you have to stop. But ultimately, he comes around to saying that maybe it's not necessary to stop, maybe. Maybe Rochel Kamahalek Dami doesn't apply to tefillah, because you're not really moving. Al Pidin, you're considered like you're moving, but that's only for Kibud Rabo, for Nigei Evan. But that's not true, Lagabi Tfilah, because you'll be able to have kavona. You're sitting. But you're not standing. So what? You're not standing. You don't have to stand. Sitting is enough. So if sitting is enough, then it's okay if you sit on the behema and you're davening on the behema while you're sitting, even if the behema is moving, because you're not actually moving, so you'll be able to have kavona. So he says, Lamaisa, the Shayara is not going to wait for you, but the Eved, you can rely on this Svara and continue davening while the Chamor is still walking. Okay, this is the Rabbeinu Yom. Yes.
Why is it no problem of zilzul tefillah?
Zilzul tefillah.
Yeah, like he
to
has
daven to, when you're moving.
Yes, and when you're
the shayara is not. Well,
if you're on a chamor, that's not exactly a true tefillah.
You're traveling on the way. You have to go somewhere. You got to go. It's a trip that you have to make. That's so, the answer. It's a shas al chak, and shas al chak the eved dam. Even though lechatchila we want you to stand for the tefillah, but if you can't, you can't. You can't. Okay.
Even if the animal smells and...
If it's a problem, if it's mevos hametun nafos, obviously you can't daven there. Obviously, we're not talking about such a situation. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Who disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yonah? Who assumes that you can travel? Who assumes that you... who assumes what? Rabbeinu Yonah says that the animal, lechatchila, one should stop the behemoth. But the Eved comes around and says it's okay with the Eved. But lechatchila should stop the behemah. Who says that even lechatchila there's no need to stop the behemah? Tosfos. Excellent. Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos? Tosfos says halacha kirebi. Halacha kirebi shlo yered lemata v'afilo shlo b'makom sakon. Nothing to do with sakon. Tosfos says that Rebbe holds you don't have to get off. V'afilo b'mahalik mispalo. In Otzorach lachs upon of Keneged Yerushalayim. Tosfos says beferish according to Rebbe, I feel of a mahalik mispalo. No questions asked. You can daven even if the behemah is moving. Why is that? Why is that you can daven? Tosfos says that you can daven even with the behemah is moving. Well, Tosfos doesn't even entertain the kasha of Rochel k'mahalik. He knew the Gemara Kedusha. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah has a chilek at the end. Even Rabbeinu Yonah was not so excited about that chilek. He only suggests that at the end. Why does Tosfos not even mention that as a kasha? He assumes lechatchila you can daven even when you're moving. How could that be? It comes the Meiri, and he says, "No, there's a svara for Tosfos." What is Tosfos saying? What does the Meiri say? Anyone? You want to suggest? What's the teretz of the Meiri? Anyone?
Well,
What's the problem? One word. What's the problem? Kavon. Exactly. Kavon. Up the Meiri. Kosu gedolei harabonim. Right, the Meiri has a way of referring to all the Rishonim. So gedolei rabonim is Rashi. Shafilu la'akev es behemto eino tzarech. Rashi? Rashi doesn't say that, but okay. I mean, Rashi alludes to it, but he doesn't say it to Femish. Afilu la'akev es behema eino tzarech. It's Tosfos, really. But okay. Aval bisham rochav kemahalich. Here he does ask the kasha, right? Aval bisham rochav kemahalich. Mikal makom eino kemahalich gomer. It's not a real mahalich. It's not kemahalich gomer. Sounds like the Rabbi Yonah a little bit. But just one second. Umipnei shadaito holechas lemashu misake v'nimtzeis takanoso kilkilosa. Talk to me, Iri. Why are you allowed to continue moving? Because you're thinking about the journey. And if we don't allow you to continue moving, nimtzeis takanoso kalkalosa. That the takana, what's the takana? That you don't have to get off the chamor. Is kilkilosa, it'll kill everything. Right? If we force you to stop, so what did you gain? We wanted you to gain by not getting off the donkey, but it turns out that you're going to lose by stopping the donkey. What's he saying? What's the Meiri saying? We wanted Avi. We wanted you to gain by not getting off the donkey. What would have been the problem if you got off the donkey? That you'll be in Daitum Yusheves Olav. Why?
Delay.
Then because you'll be delayed. The Ikuv Aderech, Avi, right? The Ikuv Aderech is Mevalbel Daito. The problem is, if you get off the donkey, the Ikuv Aderech is going to be Meval Beldaito. So what are we going to do? We're going to tell you, stay on the donkey, but you got to stop the donkey? You'll have an Ikuv Aderech that way too? It's the same Ikuv Aderech. So to prevent the problem of Kavana, of course we have to let you continue traveling. Not only do we have to allow you to daven when you're still on the donkey, but we have to let you continue traveling too? That's how the Meiri understands. Tosfos is in Rashi's camp. Right, Rashi assumes that ain't that to Mishavas Olav. The problem of Rebbe, the problem that Rebbe is grappling with is that the Ikuv Aderech is going to be Meval B'Yu. So if the Ikuv Aderech is going to be Meval B'Yu, Avada, we have to let you continue traveling. Lechatchila could travel B'Mahalach. Rabbeinu Yonah initially was saying, Lechatchila, maybe you should stop the Behema until it comes around. He says, maybe B'Dievet, you can rely on the fact that the Behema is still going. If the Shayara is not going to wait for you, then it's okay. But initially, he wanted to say, no, you should stop the behemah, rochav kemahalech. Why was he bothered? Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitaso l'chor. He's assuming that the problem, the endatum yushevas olav, is not that the ikav aderech is going to bother you. It's the yerida and the aliyah is going to bother you. So as long as we don't force you to be olav v'yoreh, you're not going to have a bilbul das. You'll be able to daven with kavana. So even if we force you to stop the donkey, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, so there seems to be a machlokes rishonim, what the lack of kavana stems from, with a nafkamina, whether lechatchila we can allow you to continue traveling on the donkey, or we not only have to allow you to daven when you're still on the donkey, we have to let you daven even when the donkey is continuing to travel. Okay, this is the opening salvo. Okay, machlokas harishonim with a nafkamina, whether lechatchila you can daven even if the donkey is continuing to move. Okay. This idea that Tosfos is in Rashi's camp, we see not only in this Tosfos, but we see in another Tosfos as well. Because the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Avua de Shmuel. Skipping a little bit, we're going to get back to that section of the Gemara. Where does the person face when they daven? Yushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, etc. We'll get to that Gemara. Mitzvah. Gemara says that the two dots, the fourth wide line, Avua de Shmuel v'levi ki avu bo'u l'mefak l'urcha havu makadmi u'matzli. Avua the father of Shmuel and Levi, they had to go out on a journey, so they would get up early and daven. When would they daven? How early is early? So Rashi here is a mudna comment. Rashi says, "Havu makadmi kodem hayom." What does that mean, kodem hayom? What do you think it means? What does it sound like?
Before
Elos Hashachar. Now, does that make any sense?
No.
To daven shachar, daven tefillah shachar before Elos Hashachar? Very difficult. So the rush was trouble with that. What do you think?
I was thinking the Gemara's Raya very clearly makes it seem that it's after before Nitzah, after Elos.
The Gemara's Raya.
Yeah.
Why?
Lulav
and... Lulav and shofar. Same thing, mitzvah hayom. Right. I mean, the truth is you didn't even need that. I hear. It's a strength. It strengthens the point. Back in Davin Tefillah Shachas, before Alos, it's still nighttime. Right? I mean, we talked about saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis a little bit after Alos, saying Kriya Shema Shel Shachas a little bit before, but not Tefillah Shachas before Alos HaShachar. Very strange. So the Rosh was sensitive to this. The Rosh says, it doesn't mean before Alos. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish Magdimin Me Alos HaShachar. Dikas Man Tefillah Hu Me HaNetzachama. Al Va'od Laila Ein Lo Lahaktim Uli Espala. L'chor Rashi means the same thing. It's hard to believe that Rashi means before Alos HaShachar. Right? The Rosh L'shitasa, the Rosh assumes L'chatchila one should daven only after HaNetzacham, as opposed to the Prichodosh that we mentioned, right? The Prichodosh says, L'chatchila before. So the Rosh says that L'chatchila only from HaNetzacham, so Avud, Shmuel, and Levi, when they had to travel, they would get up early, and daven before the Zman L'chatchila. Right? They daven at the Zman of B'di'evit, because they wanted to travel, so they would get up early, and they would daven during that Zman too. Avi.
I was once learning in Shumas Adashin, I think it's about the sugya about Tashlum, and I don't know how he connects it. And he said, according to the Yeshiva, that it's before Alos.
Show me the Truma Sadeshim, we'll talk. Okay. Misvara, I can't understand it, but if you show me a Truma Sadeshim, I'd be very happy. I mean, I'd have to work on that Truma Sadeshim to understand what he's talking about, but okay. So Zokta Gemara, Avod Shmo Velevi Kavu Bo, Lemefek Lurcha, Avu Makami Umatzli, Vechav Amati, Zman Kriyash Makor. Why they do that? Kaman ki aitana. The Tanya Hishkim Latis Laderach Mavin Lo Shofar V'Tokei Alulav U'Menaneh Megillah V'Kariba. U'Kshagi Azman Kriyashma. The Rosh adds the word U'Mespalel here. And it's a funny girsa we have in the Gemara. Now, you probably have in the Hagos Tzuna, they probably changed this, no? The Rosh takes out the whole middle. We don't need Hishkim Leisha Bekarano, but it's the same case. The Girsa some have is Hishkim Letes Laderach Mavin Lo Shofar Tokei Alulav Menaneh Megillah Bekariba Umispalel. Just like if Hishkim Leisha Bekarano Besvina Umispalel Ukshagiyaz Man Kriyash Makori. That's the Tanakama. Tanakama is that you daven early, do your mitzvahs early before you go out on a journey, and then you read Kriyash Ma later. Shimon Ben Elazar Amar Benkach Ubenkach Kari Kriyash Ma Mispalel? No, you gotta wait for the tefillah till later. Kari Kriyash Ma Mispalel later. Okay, she is Magula le tefillah. To put Kriyash Ma together with tefillah. Oh, b'may kamiflagi marsav tefillah mumad adiv marsav mispal gula le tefillah adiv. Machlokas, what's more important is tefillah b'meumad adiv. What does meumad mean over here? Could mean tefillah when you're not traveling, you're not moving. Could be. Ma'ar sava tefillah b'me'umar adif. That's avod Shmuel and Levi. The Tana Kama holds tefillah b'me'umar adif. That's why you should daven first. Ma'ar sava mismach gula l'tefillah adif. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds it's more important to be sama kriyashma to tefillah. So that's why you wait to daven until you can read kriyashma with it. Yeah. So Gemara says, Ma'reimar umar zutra avim machnefi be'asara b'shabsa derigla. In the Shabsa Derigla, what does Shabsa Derigla mean? I was pupling with some of the Talmidim about this. The Pasha Pshat is the Shabbos HaGadol, right? The Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos before Shavuot, Shabbos before Sukkot. We'll see later, it's not going to work out so well if that's the case. But that is the Pasha Pshat. That the Shabsa Derigla, they would gather together. I mean, the other way to look at it is Shabsa Derigla is the week before the Yom Tov. Not just the Shabbos before. Maybe at some point they had a Yarchei Kala, not necessarily on Shabbos, but sometime before. They'd have a series of drushes. They'd have a Yom Iyun, so to speak, the week before. Maybe. We'll see. But the Shabbos of the Rigla, so they would get together a minyan, umatzlu v'hadu nafkala pirka. They would daven early. Ravashi matzli v'hadi tzibura b'yochid meyusha. Ravashi didn't do that, but rather he davened while he was there with the tzibur, and kiavas to the base, they had the matzli mu'umad. Then he would daven when he came home, mu'umad. What does this word mu'umad mean? That means standing up, because he wasn't traveling when he was talking to the tzibur. Interesting. It's this word mu'umad. It's complicated. You see the word in so many contexts here. You have to, we'll see. That's very, very important. So Amile Rabbanan v'levet mark maremar u'marzucha. So the Talmidim asked, why do you do that? Just have an early. So Amalehu trichali milsa. Trichali milsa, says Rashi, la'ache beis ha-medrash ad she'espala. I don't want to come to the beis medrash later. I want to start the shiur earlier. They got up early. V'levet mark havu adishmu v'levi. So daven early. But trichali milsa, to bring the minion to him, is trichali milsa. So do like avodah Shmuel and Levi to do what? The minion wasn't going to be early. The minion was going to be bizman. Avodah Shmuel and Levi davened early. So then they asked him, so why daven with a minion after Hanetzachama? Well, that taka makes sense. They started the shir after Hanetzachama. Well, they started at Alos HaShachar. That's very early. They started after Netz. Okay. So then they asked him, why don't you daven b'yechidus earlier? So he says, Amar lehu lo chazina lehu l'rabbana k'shishim minan da'avdi hachim. I don't see the chacham doing. I never saw that minhag, so I didn't do it like that. Okay. This is the Gemara. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin in this machlokas tanoi? So Zoktoi says, Mismach gula l'tfila adif. Adif milispala mu'umad. Smichas gula l'tfila is more important than davening mu'umad. V'achi paski bahag halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So the bahag paskin is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Better to be some gula l'tfila. Better to wait to daven the tfila together with the kriyishma. Not to daven early. So it sounds like the halacha is not like avodah Shmuel and Levi. Right, someone is getting up early to go on his journey. So avodah Shmuel and Levi would daven early and split between the Kriyat Shema and the Tefillah. The Bahag says no, keep the Kriyat Shema together with the Tefillah. Says Tosus, "Amash v'Yudches Brachos Mutal Espala B'Derech B'Mahalich." Ben Tzorich Lamud. It sounds like you can daven the Yudches Brachos B'Mahalich. If you don't pass like avodah Shmuel and Levi, it sounds like you can daven B'Mahalich. Daven B'Mahalich. It's a pashut pshat. Doesn't sound like from the Braisa that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar is stopping the Karan or the Svina. It's hard to stop a Svina in the middle of the ocean. Right? So Mistama, you're traveling. In Tomar Fektoises, Umayshna, me Havinenu, the Maskina Le'el, the Me'uma Dafka. Aye, but by Havinenu it says the Dafka has to be Me'uma. You have to stop traveling. You can't daven Mahale. Yeshlomo says, Toys, the Shani Havinenu, she Ktsara, Vein Kan Bittel Derech Kolka, Tomo Biuches Brochus. The Toys says, no, Havinenu is different. It's a tefillah ketzara. It's not what we call tefillah ketzara. It's a shortened tefillah. So because it's a shortened tefillah, ein bittel derech kol kach. So ein bittel derech kol kach. So havinenu, you got to stop. Can't daven havinenu when you're traveling. But a regular shmona esrei, right? There's a heter to daven havinenu. B'shas adchak, we're afraid there's so much going on. You're not going to be able to have kavana. People are going to be mafsik, the over drachim are going to be mafsik, it's going to be hard for you to die. Okay. But let's say you're not in such a situation. You're traveling in the Karon, you're traveling in the Sfina, no one's going to bother you at all. So you can't daven Avinah, you can daven a Shmona Esrei. Oh, if you're davening a Shmona Esrei, then there's a problem with Bittul Derech. Then there's more of a problem with because it's longer. So if it's longer, so then you can continue traveling to places. And then he quotes the Ram as a different answer. So I ask you, what does Bittul Derech have to do with anything? Right, because the bittul derech by Shmona Esrei is longer, so therefore you can continue davening b'mahalich. What's the heter? The Gemara is saying that Havinenu is like a Shmona Esrei. You yotze Yehovah's tefillah with Havinenu. But the Gemara is saying davka b'me'umad and not b'mahalich. You have to stop. So if you have to stop, what's the heter? Right? How can Reb Shimon ben Elazar say if Halach is Reb Shimon ben Elazar and yet Hilchisa Havinenu Mu'umar and not Mahalech? It's the Chastira from Hilchisa to Hilchisa. Right? You say no. I say yes. It's a Stira from Hilchisa to Hilchisa. When it comes to Havinenu, the Gemara says Hilchisa that you have Davin Mu'umar. And yet Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that you can Davin, here you can Davin, but Mahalech. And Tos says Halach is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. How can that be? So Tosfos, I'll tell you why. Because Havinenu is not Shmona Esrei. Havinenu is a shorter tefillah. So ein kan bittel derech kol kach. What's that answer? So what that is bittel derech with the Shmona Esrei? But if you have to stop, you have to stop. Mark.
Because the Rebbe says about the Chamor that
Esrei
is so long.
So better.
It's going to distract you.
Shmona Esrei is so long.
Havinenu is so short that you won't bad kavanah.
What's the problem? Why is there bad kavanah? Two words. Why are you going to have a bear kavana?
Ikvaderech.
Tosus lishitasa. Tosus learns like Rashi, that according to Rebbe, the reason why you don't have to get off the chamor is because your das is going to be misbalbel due to ikvaderech. So if the whole problem is ikvaderech, so then tunaf gemina. Right? We're developing a sugya here. Tunaf gemina, first of all, according to Tosus, even lechatchila, you can daven when you're traveling, right? There's no need, even though rochav kemahalek dami, there's no need to stop the behemoth. And secondly, if your tefillah is short, it's only havinenu, then there would be a chiyuv to stop, right? It's only because the yuchas brachas is a long tefillah, that's why your das is going to be misbalbel from the ikav aderech. But if it's a shorter tefillah, then Tosus will concede that maybe Taki do have to stop. That's why there's no stira between the earlier Hilchasa and the Psak Halacha of the Bahagin Taisvis. Yes, Moshe.
This is a big Kiddush, but why couldn't Avodah Shmona maybe say that you could say Shema before the Zman had like Amaru?
Say Shema before Moshe Yaker?
Yeah, and get the Samukhila.
That's like davening before Elos HaShachar.
But it's like getting the Samukhila Tefillah.
It's very nice, but that's you could say Asher before tefillah also. Is that really going to count?
Is
that really a Kriya Shema?
No, but in Marv, we say
the
Kriya Shema with Shema before the Zman, so that we can do something with tefillah.
But we said that really the din is you're supposed to be somech the Kriya Shema to the tefillah. It's not just the Brach of Gal Yisrael. It's a Brach of Gal Yisrael in conjunction with the Kriya Shema. So if it's not Kriya Shema, it doesn't have a din of Kriya Shema because it's before the Zman, so then what's the point?
We allow it, Marv.
We allow what by Marv?
We allow you to say Shema too early, Marv. And you still daven tefillah Marv, right?
That's not at all clear. Some Rishonim hold that works, other Rishonim don't. So maybe that's part of the issue. Okay. So that's the basic sheet of Tosfos. So we have a Machlokes Rishon, Rashi and Tosfos on one hand, Rabbi Yon on the other. What's the Bilbul Das according to Rebbe going to be by getting off the Chamor with this elaboration? Let's go to the second day of Tosfos now. Rabbeinu Meir. Again, the kasha is a stira in halachas. That hilchasa, that you have to daven havinena mu'umad, as opposed to here, hilchasa lefi the bahag, not always shown them agree with the bahag, but lefi the bahag, the hilchasa is that that you can daven b'mahalik. Hilchasa is like Reb Shimon ben Alos. So what's the answer? So comes the Ram, opirish harav Rabbeinu Meir, the hocha ki od lebeisei matzli ma'umay k'darmina b'samach. Rav Ashi matzli b'hadi tzibur b'yachem yusha k'day likros kriyusha b'shaita. Ki od lebeisei matzli ma'umay. Says Rabbeinu Meir, no, the answer is poshut. The answer is poshut. In a chanami, the halacha is that you have to daven b'ma'umad. You got to daven when you're standing still. Not only do you have to daven when you're standing still, it sounds like he's saying you really have to daven ba'amida when you're standing. Not just standing still, but you have to daven ba'amida. Right, so what's Rishon ben Alos is saying? Right, if Havin, we see from the Gemara of Havinah, Hilchasa Ma'uma, that you have to be standing, not just standing still, but you have to be standing. So how can Rishon ben Alos say that better to daven tefillah and kriyashma smuchim zelaze, right, to be some gula l'tefillah, daven the tefillah later, when you're mahalich? How can you daven when you're mahalich? Says the Rabbeinu Meir, no, that's only a temporary tefillah. It's a tefillah now, but you'll have to daven again when you come home. But we're talking about a situation where you'll be able to daven mu'umad later. If it's not a situation that you'll be able to daven mu'umad standing up, not just standing still, but if it's not a situation where you'll be able to daven ba'amida later, then taka, it's better. Even Reb Shimon ben Elozer would admit that it's better to daven ba'amida, standing up, it's better to daven ba'amida than to daven b'mahalech later, even though you'll lose the smichas gula l'tefillah. Right, that's the Rabbeinu Meir. And he says Rav Ashi is a right to that. Rav Ashi daven b'tzibura when he was sitting, but kiyada lebeisa, he'd be matzli ma'umat. So you see that davening b'yeshiva, right? Davening b'yeshiva doesn't help you. Davening b'yeshiva doesn't help you. Not just, he's not talking about traveling. Davening sitting down. This is a new chiddush that we haven't seen till now. Rabbeinu Yonah didn't say this. The other Rishon, Rabbeinu Meir is mechadish this idea that there's an inyan to daven standing up. Not only lechatchila, but even b'dieved, it's ma'akev. If you're not going to daven standing up, you're not going to be yotzei something. Something. The question is what? Right? But he says that you have to daven b'amida. And if you daven b'yeshiva, even if you're davening b'yeshiva to accomplish something, but when you have the opportunity to daven b'amida later, then you have to do so. You have to do so. Rabbi Chananel pasuk havu de Shmuel v'Levi. Tosa just concludes Rabbi Chananel rejected the whole thing. He says we really paskin that you should daven ba'amida before the traveling. He rejects it because he says Rav Ashi pointed out that the minig is not like that. So machlokas rishonim had a paskin. Machlokas rishonim had a paskin. What's this Rabbeinu Meir saying? The two days in Tosis over here. Right? How do we reconcile the stira between the Psak Halacha Legabe Havineinu and the Psak Halacha regarding the Tanaim and this Brice? So again, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no stira. Rabbeinu Chananel assumes the Halacha is like Avuah D'Shmuel, like the Tanakama, that you have to daven Me'umot, so it's great. There's no kasha at all. But it'll feel the Bahag that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Alosis, and there is a stira, so what's the answer? So either the answer is Havinenu was a shorter tefillah, so there's no problem, there's no Bilbul Adas. Or, no, even Rav Shimon ben Elazar would say that you have to daven b'me'umah when you get home. You have to daven when you're not traveling, you have to daven when you're actually standing. The question is, what's the nature of this halacha? What is this halacha, Rabbi Nameir's chiddush, that someone who's mispalel b'me'yushav, he's mispalel when he's sitting, he's not going to be yotze. What is he not yotze? What are the two possibilities? So one possibility is that he's not yotze at all. Then yotze chobas tefila. So of course he has to daven again because he wasn't yotze. The other possibility is that, no, he's yotze, he's chobas tefila, but there's a maila. There's a maila to daven tefila ba'amida. He wasn't yotze that maila. So he can daven again. He has to daven again to be yotze that maila. Different ways of understanding Rabbeinu Meir. Which one is it? Right, what's he saying? Are you yotze chobas tefila if you daven be yeshiva? It's like a hard question to say. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a davar poshut. He says Yoshev is even better, right? Yoshev is the best. Okay, so lechatchila maybe you're supposed to stand, but like he makes it seem like yeshiva is really not a problem at all. Rabbeinu Meir says no, it's a big problem. Big problem. So which one is it? Are you yotzi Yechovah's tefila? It's just you weren't yotzi the maila of tefila ba'amida, or maybe you weren't yotzi Yechovah's tefila at all. So this is a major machlokas in the Mefarshim. I say the Mefarshim because it's not all Rishonim. What does the Rush say over here? Question?
Yeah. For Tosos now, like, he obviously would be saying
that you're still... Tosos before the Rabbeinu Meir or Rabbeinu Meir?
In
Rabbeinu Meir, yeah.
The fact that it still accomplishes some sort of smooth school of Tila means that what Tila would it be otherwise?
Right. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I was going to mention that also, but I first want to see the Rush. Yeah, that's an excellent, excellent point. That's going to be a problem according to the shita that holds that you're not yotzei tefillah at all, the yeshiva. Right, excellent. What does the Rush say over here? What's the Rush's shita? Let's see the Russian side. Let's see this Russian side. Rush quotes the whole Gemara. We're not going to read the whole Rush. Let's see a line. He quotes Rav Ashi, right? Lo chazina rabbanu kshishi, etc. There's the Rush. Just a moment. Hainu taima, the mahali baderech in yochel lechaver. Hengu tayre de mahalif aderech en ayochel lechavin. Hukav tov yoseh shiaktam yispalav mu'umah. The Rabbanan Kshishi didn't do like this, but the Rabbeinu Chananel paskin like this, right? Ravashi told the Rabbanan, Amar lehu, lo chazinu hu l'Rabbanan Kshishi dad yachi. Rabbeinu Chananel zal posa kavua de Shmuel v'Levi, says the Rosh. Dafilu Ravashi de besamach lo pola galayo, ela lo chazinan Rabbanan Kshishi kama. He says, I didn't see it. Okay? Lo ra'inu ein araya. Just because he didn't see it doesn't mean it's not right. Dr. Ben Hanan, we paskin like that. That you should daven before you go out on the journey. Ah, you'll lose the smichas gula l'tfila that way. Okay, so you'll lose it. But it's better to daven mu'umad. Why is it better to daven mu'umad? He says, Hana time with the mahala baderech and yochel l'chavim. Look up tov yosu, shiakta miyispala mu'umad. Better to daven mu'umad because you're not going to be able to be mechavim baderech. Better to daven mu'umad. Aval Ravashi haya mispalo miyushav, lekachlo haya rotze lahak. What's the Rosh dealing with? He's saying, according to Rabbeinu Chananel Paskins, like Avodah Shmuel, that it's better to daven before you go out on the journey. So how do we understand Ravashi Shita? Ravashi davened with the Tzibur, Kriyashma and Tfila together. He didn't daven early. Why not? Why didn't he daven early? So Zokter Rosh, Ravashi wasn't bothered because he's davening the yeshiva. He's not davening b'mahalech. He's not traveling. He's sitting there with the tzibur. So he's sitting there with the tzibur. There's no problem of kavana. There's no problem of kavana. So he could daven lechatchila b'yeshiva. He wouldn't have to daven earlier. That's the first parrot of the Rosh. That there's a difference between davening b'mahalech and not davening b'mahalech. If you're not traveling, then it's okay even if you're davening b'yeshiva. First parrot. The Ode, the ikut filoso haysim u'umad. But Ode says the Rosh, no, Ravashi Zikr Tfila was really Bim Umud. When? Afterwards. When he went home, he davened Ba'amida. This wasn't his Zikr Tfila. This was just Smichas Gula L'Tfila. He wanted to daven Kriyashman Tfila Zeach HaZeh. So that's why he davened now. He davened with the Tzibah now to put Kriyashman together with Tfila. But that wasn't his Ikr Tfila. That wasn't his Ikr Tfila. His ikar tefillah was the tefillah ba'amida that he davened afterwards. So that's why there's no stira, there's no problem. Right? He taka davened ba'amida. What the shaila is, don't we know that you have to daven ba'amida? Of course you have to daven ba'amida. Ravashi also davened ba'amida. His ikar tefillah was the tefillah ba'amida, not the tefillah b'yeshiva. Not the tefillah b'yeshiva. So comes the Divrei Chamudas in Os Ayin. And he says, "Va'od ikat filaso ha'isa mu'umad v'nira mizeh shemisha mispalel miyushav midina chayev lachzar ulispalel mu'umad." Then Cain, "Aval b'sha'anu ein yicholin lechavin l'tfilaseinu, then chozim shem chisar and kavana. Hocha de midina nischayev gam anu b'chol makom sheniyem uchrochem lispalel miyushav." Comes the Divrei Chamudas according to the Rosh. Look at the Rosh carefully, he says. He seems to say Rav Ashi's Ikar Tfila was not the one that he davened b'miyushav. It sounds like he wasn't Yotze his Chovas Tfila when he davened b'miyushav. And he has to. Midina, he has to daven b'amida later. So comes the Divrei Chamudas and says, we too, right? Even though we don't have such a great kavana, right? It doesn't matter. It's not a kavana issue. Right? If we daven be yeshiva, then we're not going to be yotze the chovas tefillah. We're going to have to daven b'amida later. We're going to have to daven b'amida later. Unbelievable. What an unbelievable rush. What an unbelievable rush. So Eli asks, it's really a peledika rush. If you're not yotze a chovas tefillah be yeshiva, so what kind of smichas gula le tefillah do you have? There's no tefillah over here. It's smichas gula le something. It's not le tefillah. So what was he marviach? What was he marviach? I think the answer lechora, yeah, you have an answer? I think the answer lechora has to be that you might not be able to be yotzi Yehovah's tefillah, but it is a maisa tefillah, right? There was someone in the Shia that used the Loshen a maisa tefillah last week. It was you, right? It is a maisa tefillah, right? So if smichas gula l'tefillah is not a din in tefillah, it's a din in kriyashma, right? That your geula is more significant when you say Gaal Yisrael, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem us, and then you're masmicha tefillas, that strengthens the kriyashma. So maybe the tefillah that you need to strengthen the geula, to strengthen the kriyashma, doesn't have to be so strong. If it's a maisa tefillah, even if it's not a tefillah that you're yotzi Yehovah's tefillah with, maybe that's enough. That's enough to be yotzi the din. I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Maybe efshin. But it's still a big chiddush in the rush. Ben,
don't we say the other way around that if you're doing Shema just for Kriyas HaTorah, you could still do Shvilgula Tila for even though you're still chayv in.
If you're doing Shema for Kriyas HaTorah,
if it's past the 3 hours, but it's in the fourth hour, you can still daven.
Okay.
So wouldn't it be the same the other way around? Even if you're not exactly yotzi your chovas tefillah, you're still doing the ma'aseh like what Rebbe's saying, and you're still doing some Shvilgula Tila.
All right. So we talked about that. I mean, it could be. Saying if a smichas gula tefillah can exist even after the zman of kriyashma, so how can you say that it's a din in kriyashma? Right, a smichas gula tefillah after zman of kriyashma has to be a din in tefillah. You're saying has to be a din. I have to think about that again. We talked about this. I forget what we said. What's the answer? What din of smichas gula tefillah can you have after the zman of kriyashma? Let me think about it. Okay, I'll try to get back to you. Okay, this is the Rush. The Bach disagrees with the Rush. The Bach says clearly that tefillah, even be yeshiva, right? Even if you're yoshiv, you can't be yotzi yochavas tefillah. It's just you're not going to be yotzi the maila of tefillah ba'amida. Where's the Bach? The Bach is in Tzadi Dalek. Right at the end of Siman Tzadi Dalek. He quotes the Beis Yosef. This is in page 3, in packet 31. The Kosovo Beis Yosef, Mishu Onos, the Mispalo Miyushav, the Kshiyuchal Achach Tzorach Lashul Mispalo Muma, Tzorach Lashul Mispalo Muma, Ve'ein Tzorach Lecharesh Bodover Adkan. Okay, the Beis Yosef says that someone who davens b'miyushav, when he can daven again, he has to daven b'muma, there's no need to be Mecharesh Bodover. Right, we always talk about when you daven at Tfilas Nedava, you have to be Mecharesh Badava. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, if you're davening Ba'amida, there's no need to be Mecharesh Badava. Why not? It says the Bach, Uposhetu. Logar misafek espalo, the mispalo below chiddush. Dein lecha chiddush, godol mizah. Safek espalo, yechosim espalo, and there's no need to be Mecharesh Badava, because ein lecha chiddush, godol mizah, that you're davening machmas ha-safek. Now, bevada, you'll be yotze. You'll know bevada that you're yotze. So too over here. V'hachinami says the Bach. Ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh shemispala me'umad. Mispala me'umad is a chiddush. Ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. V'hachi isa lehed yiperkti l'sashachad. V'hachi ovid Ravashi. Ravashi would be mispala be'umad. V'chein kosu atosus l'sham. So up the Bach, there's no need to be mecharish badover. If you daven b'yeshiva and then you're going to daven b'amida, there's a chiyuv to daven b'amida afterwards. But there's no need to be mecharish badover in that tefillah ba'amida. Why? Because the fact that you're davening ba'amida, ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. Ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. What's the Bach saying? What's the chiddush of davening ba'amida? But that's a maila in the tefillah. Right? That's a maila in the tefillah. That's what I asked you to see the tour. Right? The tour says, Lefikach tzarech lizor shetei dugma sakorban. The tefillah is called avodah shebelev. Uksiv la'avdo b'chol v'avchem v'chiyesh avodah belev elezoi avodah shebelev hevi omer do tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. It's dugma sakorban. So says the tour. Lefikach tzarech lizor shetei dugma sakorban. B'kavona v'lo ya'arba machshav acheres k'ma ha'machshava shepasal b'kotshev. First of all, that's the dugma sakorban. You can't have a machshava psula, just like you can't have a machshava psula by kotshev. Secondly, it has to be a tefillah ba'amida dumi davoda dechsev lamod l'sharis. L'chatchila, you have to have a tefillah ba'amida. It has to be dumi the carbon. Tefillos keneged karbonos tiknum. It's called avoda shebelev. So comes the Bach and says that there's no need to be mecharish badover if you're davening ba'amida. After you daven b'yeshiva, you're then going to daven ba'amida. There's no need to be mecharish badover. Why? Because eilach achilish gadol mizeh. Now, if the Bach assumed that when you daven be yeshiva, you were not yotzei tefillah, does he need this svar? Ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. He should say that, of course, when you daven ba'amida, right, there's no need to have a chiddush because the first tefillah was not a tefillah. If you weren't Yotzi or Chovas Tefillah in the first place, so then what's the Havamina that you should need? The Chiddush is that you're being Yotzi Tefillah. It's not that the Chiddush is that it's a Tefillah Ba'amida. It's that this Tefillah is called a Tefillah and the other Tefillah is not called a Tefillah at all. The Bach seems to be saying that the Chiddush here is that you have the Maila of Tefillah Ba'amida, the extra Maila of Tefillah Ba'amida. Not that you're being Yotzi the Tefillah now. Right? If you really were not Yotze the Tefillah before, so then there's no need to say that Ein Lecha Chiddush Gol Mizeh, that the Chiddush is that you're davening Ba'amida. No, the Chiddush is that you're actually Yotze the Tefillah now. Yes?
Can we say similar to what we said by Suffolk Spal, Suffolk Lois Spal? That meaning the Chiddush is that you're being Koshet the Suffolk, and maybe the Bach's Mesupak about whether you're Yotze or
doesn't
not.
Doesn't say that. He's just making a dimion to Suffolk Spal. He's not saying this is a case of Suffolk Spal. That's the Chiddush to say that it's Safik Yisbal. I don't think the Bach is saying that. He's just making a dimion ba'alma. But the Bach seems to be saying that Tefillah ba'amida is just a maila ba'alma. It's a maila. So ein lecha chiddush galom izeh. You are mechadish something when you're gaining a maila lechatchila in tefillah. So there's no need to add special words to the tefillah. You're gaining the maila that you're going to be yotzei tefillah lechatchila at that point. This is not just the Bach. The Ra'or. The Ra'or also says this. The Ra'or. Here on the Flamin. Here's the Ra'or. The Maschel Ulechi. Is this? Here's the Ra'or. Here's the Ra'ah. Oh, Rav Ashi, right? The ikal amigmar minar, the huadin kolecha the Torah l'dvar mitzvah, utricha le'milsa l'tzluye me'umad, the matzli me'yushav. V'ho the matzli me'umad lotzei si dechobas tfila ba'amida. Anytime a person is torud in a dvar mitzvah, he's torud. Somehow he's not able to daven me'umad. Not sure what the case is, right? He can't daven me'umad, he's torud. I guess he's traveling, whatever. So he davens be yeshiva. But hoda matzli me'umad, what does the Ra'ah say? What's the purpose of davening me'umad afterwards? Lotzei si dechovas tefila ba'amida. Lotzei si dechovas tefila ba'amida. He doesn't say lotzei si dechovas tefila. Lotzei si dechovas tefila ba'amida. Right? It sounds like you were yotzei yechovas tefila. But you have to be Yotzei Yechovas Tefillah Ba'amida. It's an inyan to daven Tefillah Ba'amida. It's like an extra maila in the Tefillah. Not like the Rosh. Rosh seems to, the way the Divrei Chamudas understood the Rosh, Rav Ashi wasn't Yotzei his Tefillah B'Yeshiva. It was only Yotzei Ba'amida. It was only Yotzei Ba'amida. According to the Bach and the Ra'ah, you get the impression that it's more of a maila, that the Amida is more of a maila. It's not that you weren't Yotzei the Tefillah. You were Yotzei the Tefillah, but you weren't Yotzei the maila of Tefillah Ba'amida. Yes.
Kind of spin well into what you're saying about the Rosh, that maybe the whole topic is about if you did a Maisa Mitzvah that actually is Mekayim Mitzvah or not. So therefore you're saying you have to do it again. You're not being Mechadish anything by doing the Ba'amida, because the whole topic is whether the Maisa Mitzvah you actually did is actually enough to be Mekayim Mitzvah or not. But the whole point is that you're not being Mechadish anything because we're not even sure that you're Mekayim Mitzvah. That's the whole point.
According to the Rosh?
According to the Bach and according to the Ra'ah.
According to the Bach and the Ra'ah, do you have to be Mechadish or not to be Mechadish? What do you mean? No one says that you have to be Mechadish Badam. The Rosh would say that you don't have to be Mechadish Badar because you're being Yotzei Lechovas Tefillah. I mean, certainly Ein Lechal Chiddush Gadol Mizeh. That's not even a question. But even Lefid, the Bach and the Ra'ah, there's not need to be Mechadish Badar because why should I have to add something else in my Nusach HaTefillah, in the words of the Shemona Esrei? I'm gaining the Maila of Tefillah Ba'amida. That's sufficient. That's a sufficient Chiddush that I don't have to be Mechadish anything else. You know what I mean?
According to the Bach and the Ra'ah, it's just a Maila. Why are you repeating it all? We have so many miles that we don't repeat for. We don't repeat for Tefillah B'Tzibur.
Right, but Tefillah B'Tzibur is not a mila in the Shemona Esrei itself. This is a mila in the Etzem HaTefillah because it relates to the person davening. Tefillah B'Tzibur is a context of the Tefillah. So for this, apparently, the Chacham allowed you to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Big Chiddush. It's still a tremendous Chiddush. Right, repeat the Shemona Esrei just to be able to daven Ba'amida. That it should be Dumya the carbon. It should be Dumya the carbon. Yes, David.
Is the second tefillah
a
nedava, or is it something else?
Is the second tefillah a nedava? That's a very good question. Right? So if you're holding like the Ra'ah and the Bach, it would sound like it's like a tefillah nedava.
If it's a tefillah nedava, how are they davening on Shabbos?
That's the question that Mark asked in the Seder, right? If Shabbos de Rigla means Shabbos, right? So if you say Rav Ashi was only davening at Tfilas Nedava, so how could they daven at Shabbos? So it's to that question that I wanted to say that maybe Shabbos de Rigla is the week before, not the Shabbos before. That's what you'd have to say. It's a very good point. Yes?
Just, I'm having trouble. The Lashon Rabbah, he says, is that when you daven, Mishal, he says, Tichshe Yochel Acharkav, Soyach Lachzor. If you're able to afterwards.
When you're able, Kishe Yochel Acharkav, when you're able to daven Bamida, when you're not torud in your Dvar Mitzvah, if you're not torud in the Dvar Mitzvah, so then you should.
But the fact that he says, Lashon and Soyach, then doesn't it sound like it's being the kind of the Mitzvah? I mean, the reason why you don't need the Chadish something is because the Maisa Tila you did might not have been a Maisa Mitzvah. Might have been a
Maisa
Mitzvah. Okay, you tried doing
something,
but it wasn't actually
a Maisa Mitzvah. According to the Bach?
Uh-huh.
You're saying, what does he say,
Tzorich? Yeah, it sounds more like a Bimekhaim
Mitzvah. I hear, the word Tzorich sounds like a Bimekhaim Mitzvah, but maybe the Pshat is that the Chachamim require you to do it. The Chachamim say that it's appropriate to do. Right? Is Tzorich always that even B'dievet, you're not going to be Yotze if you don't do that? Right? The Rambam. Okay. I'm not. You know. So you want to say the Bach holds that you're not Yotzei Yochavos Tefillah at all. So what does he need this Lashon of Ein Lecha Chiddush Gadol Mizeh? What does he need that for? Yeah, of course you got to daven again. You weren't Yotzei the first time.
I'm not allowed to say that. Maybe it's only a mile, but he's coming to say that. No, that his Chiddush is that you have to go daven again because you weren't Yotzei.
That's the Chiddush? No, his Chiddush is Ein Lecha Chiddush Gadol Mizeh that you're davening Ba'amidah. The tefillah ba'amida is the chiddush.
You have to do it right, nice and mitzvah.
Okay.
If you shake the lulav, but you didn't shake it properly. If you shook it with your feet, you will take the lulav.
If you pick up the lulav with your feet,
I don't know.
The agbe nafakbe. I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah. Not sure. Okay. These are the two approaches. Rabbeinu Meir says that you have to daven ba'amida. The question is, does that mean that the Chovas HaTfila can only be Yotze? You can only be Yotze the Chovas HaTfila Bamida? Or no, you Yotze the Chovas HaTfila even be Yeshiva, but the Maila of Tfila Bamida you're not going to have if you daven be Yeshiva. The Maila of Tfila Bamida you're not going to have if you daven be Yeshiva. What's a Nafkamina? You know, is there a Nafkamina? I guess the nafkamina is you have to be mechadish. No, you have to be mechadish either way. So, like, what's the nafkamina? There is a nafkamina. Look in the Prima Gadim. Did someone look in the Prima Gadim? Yeah. Okay, look in the Prima Gadim. It's Hashem on Sunday. We'll talk about the Prima Gadim. We'll finish up, and then we'll talk about whether the tefillah Rav Ashi daven was that just a chumrah ba'alma? Was it not a chumrah ba'alma? We'll talk about David's point as well, and then hopefully Mitzvah Hashem will move on to the next subject.